Let's talk about Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N. Miss Duncan is a 76-year-old woman who presented to the emergency room on or about 9/27/2022 with abdominal pain. Patient noted to have a ileal-defined mass in her liver, 3.5 by 4.5 centimeter, concerning for malignancy, period. Patient had had a recent colonoscopy and mammogram, period, which were both normal, period. Subsequent evaluation of the mass turned out to be a bile duct cancer, intrahepatic, with bone metastasis. Patient underwent chemotherapy with chemotherapy-induced nausea vomiting. Patient developed hypokalemia and subsequent severe vertigo and pain, period. Patient's H&H is hovering around 11 and 32. Patient's appetite has been diminished, hence the decrease in her albumin and her total protein at this time. Her CEA is elevated at 8.4 and CA 19.9 at 60. Subsequently, it was decided that the cholangiocarcinoma and the adenocarcinoma in the liver is most consistent with upper gastrointestinal or pancreatico biliary primary. That's PANCREATICOBILLIAR. Period. It was subsequently a patient patient condition has deteriorated. To the point of patient is no longer interested in chemo or radiation therapy at this time, hence has been admitted to hospice with life expectancy of less than 6 months, period. Patient has a KPS score of 40%. Lives with her daughter is her primary caregiver at home. Patient requires pain medication around the clock. Appetite has been diminished. Patient has developed severe weakness. And it's evident that patient is at her end stage regarding her primary carcinoma and is very much appropriate for hospice. Thank you.